Let's check sports for you here this morning. In high school baseball last night, just a few Hawkeye 10 conference teams in action in regular season play. It was Harlan downing Thomas Jefferson 15-3 last night, while Denison defeats Storm Lake 7-5. Postseason baseball continues tonight for Class 1A teams around the area. District semifinal play this evening. Game we'll have for you tonight here on KJAN will come from Anita this evening, as Chris will be in Anita tonight to host our broadcast. Cam will play Nottoway Valley tonight in a Class 1A District 13 semifinal. 7 o'clock is the scheduled first pitch. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. Nottoway Valley at Cam this evening. Other games around the area tonight: Audubon at home this evening, the Wheelers hosting Arweva. Exira EHK also at home tonight, the Spartans hosting Coon Rapids Bayard. Also around the region, it's Earlham at Lennox tonight, Fremont Mills at St. Albert, and Logan Magnolia playing at Stanton. Some Class 1A boys district baseball matchups for you this evening. In tennis, American Sam Querrey has reached a Grand Slam semifinal for the first time by knocking out the top seed and defending Wimbledon champion. The 24th-seeded Querrey trailed 2-1 before pulling out a 3-6, 6-4, 6-7, 6-1, and 6-1 triumph over Andy Murray at the All England Club yesterday. Querrey fired 27 aces, dominating down the stretch to stun Murray, who was visibly bothered by a sore left hip. No American male had advanced to a Grand Slam semifinal since Andy Roddick at Wimbledon 8 years ago. While Murray tried to play through his ailing hip, second-seeded Novak Djokovic had to give in to a right arm injury. The second-seeded Djokovic had to retire after falling behind 7-6 and 2-love to number 11 Tomas Berdych. Next up for Berdych is third-seeded Roger Federer, who was a 6-4, 6-2, and 7-6 winner against 2016 runner-up Milos Raonic. Federer is in his 12th Wimbledon semifinal as he seeks his 8th title at the All England Club. Querrey's semifinal match on Friday will be against former U.S. Open champion Marin Cilic, who got past 16th-seeded Gilles Muller 3-6, 7-6, 7-5, 5-7, and 6-1. Querrey has dropped all four of his previous matches against Cilic, while Federer is 18-6 versus Berdych. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes yesterday added another tight end to their 2018 class of recruits. IMG Academy's Anthony Torres announced his commitment online as he made an unofficial visit to Iowa City. The 6'6" Torres is rated as a 3-star prospect by 24/7 Sports and by Rivals, and he had 13 total offers, including Indiana, Cincinnati, and Bowling Green. Torres is the 11th known commitment in the 2018 class for the Hawkeyes. He joins Green Bay prospect Jack Plum as the second tight end in that class. In other college football news, Nebraska freshman wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson Jr. has pleaded not guilty to possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Court records say the written pleas were filed Tuesday in Lancaster County Court in Lincoln. Johnson was ticketed last month after a resident director reported suspected drug use in a dormitory room. The 4-star recruit from Calabasas, California, has left school at the behest of his father, former NFL receiver Keyshawn Johnson. Oklahoma senior quarterback Baker Mayfield and Kansas junior defensive end Dorrance Armstrong Jr. have been named the preseason Big 12 Players of the Year. Those preseason honors were selected by the media who cover the 10-team league. Mayfield was a Heisman Trophy finalist last season when he completed 71% of his passes for 3,965 yards and 40 touchdowns. Armstrong last season had 10 sacks and led the Big 12 with 20 tackles for loss. Also in college football news, Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Athletics has announced that the Bearcats will play their Saturday, September 30th football game against the University of Central Missouri at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. The Bearcats defeated Central Missouri 42-17 last season during the 2016 Fall Classic at Arrowhead. The game time has been set for 4 p.m., and that coordinates with the Kansas City Royals home game scheduled for that afternoon. Northwest will be the visiting team in this year's matchup between those two schools. Arrowhead Stadium, the home of the National Football League's Kansas City Chiefs, played host to 12 annual meetings between the Bearcats and the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Northwest is 10-3 all-time at Arrowhead Stadium. In the 13 contests at Arrowhead, the Bearcats have averaged over 30 points per game, and they have 7 crowds of over 20,000 to see them play. A former Mississippi coach, Houston Nutt, has filed a civil lawsuit against the university and its athletics foundation. Nutt alleges a breach of his severance agreement because of false statements he says school officials made during an ongoing NCAA investigation. The suit claims coach Hugh Freeze and other school officials created a false narrative in an effort to place primary blame on Nutt for the NCAA investigation instead of Freeze. Nutt was the Ole Miss football coach from 2008 to 2011, and the program has been under investigation since 2012. In NFL news, Arizona Cardinals coach Bruce Arians says he's facing the coming season with renewed energy after an off-season cancer scare. Arians reveals in his new book, The Quarterback Whisperer, that a small spot was detected on his kidney while he was being examined for a hernia problem in December. He says he feels great after a small portion of his kidney was removed in February. Arians has beat prostate cancer in 2007. Well, the Dallas Cowboys are getting top billing on Forbes' latest ranking of the most valuable sports franchises. Forbes estimates the Cowboys' value at $4.2 billion, dwarfing the New York Yankees' runner-up status at $3.7 billion. The next three are all European soccer clubs, Manchester United, Barcelona, and Real Madrid. The New England Patriots, New York Knicks, New York Giants, San Francisco 49ers, and the Los Angeles Lakers round out the top 10. Of those seven North American teams, four missed the playoffs this past season. The average current value of the top most valuable teams is $2.5 billion. That's the highest to date, and that's an increase of $300 million over last year. In racing news, NASCAR driver Eric Almirola plans to return to action this weekend at New Hampshire Motor Speedway after missing 2 months with a fractured vertebrae. Almirola suffered an acute compression fracture during a fiery multi-car wreck May 13th at the Kansas Speedway. Kyle Larson will be without his crew chief for Sunday's Cup race at New Hampshire. Chad Johnston has been suspended three races and fined $75,000 for failing post-race inspection at Kentucky. Larson's number 42 Chevrolet was penalized for a rear brake cooling assembly that did not meet standards. His team also was penalized 35 points. Ryan Lochte is returning to USA swimming competition this week for the first time since completing his 10-month suspension for poor behavior at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics. The 32-year-old will compete at the LA Invitational, and he's entered in the 50 and 100-meter freestyles and the 200 individual medley. Lochte was ineligible to compete at the recent U.S. Nationals, which kept him from qualifying for the World Championships beginning July 23rd in Hungary. And in golf news, former champion Ben Curtis has pulled out of next week's British Open at Royal Birkdale. He's been replaced in the field by fellow American Tony Finau. The Royal and Ancient has not given a reason for Curtis's withdrawal. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.